and lay back against the seat and smiled as he lit a cigarette. He said something in Farsi, and Khan laughed. Seconds later, Adnan looked out the window again. Mohammed had clearly heard it too. He rolled down his window and poked his head out, looking up at the cloudy sky. When he saw the wink of red lights overhead, he barked to Adnan, who nodded and hit the gas. Both men in the back strapped on their seatbelts. The Chevy flew along the snaking country road, yet even the fastest car in the world couldn't outrun a helicopter on a serpentine track. Speaking again in Farsi, Muhammad ordered Adnan to pull off under some trees and wait to see if the chopper kept going. Adnan drove under a cluster of trees, and all three men got out and crouched down by the vehicle. Khan pointed his machine gun at the sky. The bullet hit him in the back of the neck, snapping Khan's spine like a twig, and the big Afghani fell dead. Adnan swiveled his pistol away from his first victim and pointed it at Muhammad, who, seeing this traitorous attack, had started to run. Adnan caught up to him when Muhammad fell over a rotting tree trunk. Muhammad looked up at his colleague as Adnan pointed his pistol at him. "Adnan, please, why, why?" In Arabic, Adnan answered, "It is your sacrifice for a greater end." Adnan fired a contact shot into the man's left temple. Adnan pressed Muhammad's hand around the gun.